What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is going to be a quick one. It's going to be titled, God Has Humiliated the Jews by Sending Them a Stomach Virus in Place of Scamarona. So, as you guys know, the Jews have been saying, oh, Scamarona's back, everybody's getting it, hospitalizations are going up. But it turns out that there's another virus going on that has absolutely nothing to do with Scamarona. Unfortunately, I caught that virus myself, and that virus simply was a stomach virus. This is why I didn't make videos for the past couple of days. For about 2 days, I've had the hiccups nonstop, literally every 5 seconds. I did the whole one Mississippi, two Mississippi, every 5 seconds, literally. Right? And sometimes, like maybe once or twice a minute, there would be some acid reflux coming out where it's like, you know, how you try to jumpstart a car and it's like, you know, that's how my body was with acid reflux and hiccups. I mean, it was bad. I was gonna go to the hospital, you know. Normally I don't go to hospitals like that unless it's like really, really bad, because I went online, and online it said it could be cancer, it could be a plethora of things, but they did say if it was more than 48 hours, you definitely need to seek medical help. Fortunately for me, it was exactly 48 hours, so I woke up yesterday morning, thank God it was gone. My stomach was a little bit upset, but I didn't get the hiccups back. And now, thank God, I'm back to feeling great again. So, God in the Quran, he says to the dirty Jews, you're always kindling the fire of war. I'm always extinguishing it for you. The Jews, when they committed 9/11, they wanted a clash of civilization. Not only did that not happen, but flash forward 20 years later, we're actually looking up to the Taliban for taking away women's right and beating the US military, even though they fuck goats over there supposedly. So they didn't get their clash of civilization. They wanted Scamarona to be the real deal, kill millions of people. Unfortunately for them, it was pretty much a big nothing burger, like TFM said. And now they thought that Scamarona was making a comeback. Turns out it was a freaking stomach virus going on, and it had nothing to do with the Scamarona. By the way, guys, I actually did have Scamarona when I was in Colombia. I've had it only for 1 day, okay? I felt like I was getting really, I got really sick by 4 or 5 o'clock in the evening, 8, 9 o'clock. I fell asleep at the Airbnb in Guatapé exactly. I woke up the next morning better than ever before. So I've had Scamarona 3 times. First time it was really bad, the second time it was like meh, the third time it's like bring it, baby, because it only makes me better, right? If it doesn't kill you, it makes you stronger, right? So the point that I'm trying to get across to everybody watching this video is that the Jews are being humiliated by God. Now here's what's really fucked up about the Jews. See, every time the Jews have a setback, they genuinely believe that they're winning. Like TFM said in one of his latest live streams the other day, these guys are becoming more and more emboldened as they rake in L's. They just don't want to take the L. Yeah, says so in the Quran. It's like Pharaoh, you know? How many L's did God give Pharaoh? Like a dozen, you know, the plagues, stuff like that. God gave Pharaoh multiple L's, and every time Pharaoh takes an L, he actually thinks it's a W, because he's, you know, he's overcoming, right? You know, he gets the L, then the L goes away, then he tries again, and the L, he takes an L, then the L goes away. So he's actually thinking to himself, hey, I'm winning. And believe it or not, guys, the point where Pharaoh genuinely thought he had the ultimate W, he actually believed he was God, was when the Red Sea was coming down on him, okay? When the Red Sea parted for us Israelites to cross, That's when Pharaoh thought he was God. That's when Pharaoh was like, I am God. The sea opened because I am God. Seconds later, it all comes crashing down on Pharaoh, and Pharaoh says, I now believe in the God of Moses. And God answered Pharaoh, too late, buddy, you're going to hell for eternity. It's the same thing with the Jews. The Jews are gonna keep on taking those L's. They're gonna keep on getting more and more emboldened until God finally exterminates them. Now, when I say Jews, I'm not talking about Halsey. I'm not talking about Martin Goldberg. I'm definitely not talking about me. I'm not talking about Shlomo, who owns a daily market at the end of the corner, minds his own business, reads the Torah, observes the Sabbath, and, you know, overall is a positive member of society. I'm not talking about those type of Jews. I'm talking about the Mark Zuckerbergs, the George Soros, the Susan Wojcikis, you know, the people who are responsible for making America what it is. Now, the question that has to be asked is, when will God decide to Nagasaki Hiroshima the Jews? Now, the thing you guys need to understand, I've said this before and I'm going to say it again. When Jesus, that's the Son of Mary, for those of you who don't know any better, when Jesus comes back, he's going to be the Messiah, he's going to be the King, okay? It is unbefitting to have Shaniqua and her five bastard children twerking when the Son of Mary, again, that's Jesus, comes back. So, from now until God decides to exterminate the Jews, a lot of people out there have to die because they are not worthy of being here when the Messiah comes back. You guys need to understand, I don't need no Messiah. You guys don't need no Messiah, okay? We are on the Salatul Mustaqim. We are on the straight and narrow. I don't need a Messiah. You guys don't need a Messiah, okay? The Messiah, when he comes back, he's only going to come back for the Salihun. He's only going to come back for the righteous. When Jesus comes back, he's not going to do the shit he did 2,000 years ago, okay? That's my job, okay? My job is to come here, call out the Hojabis, the Muslim cells, the Jews, the Blacks, and everybody else who is misguided and evil and what have you. That's my job. When Jesus comes back, he's only going to be here for people like you and me who are already on the Salatul Mustaqim, the straight and righteous path. Now, again, a lot of people have to die in the process. So what you and I should be doing is that we should be hedging our best bet for survival. Like I've said before, get your money right, get the fuck out of the West, and fuck hot bitches. What you guys need to be doing is that you need to be getting out of the West, okay? Western civilization will collapse. Until Western civilization collapses, we should not be doing anything other than da'aya. Da'aya is Arabic for kind of, you know how the Christians, you know, they knock on door to door, stuff like that. Hey, let me tell you about Jesus, you know, stuff like that. Well, da'aya, you know, in Islam, da'aya is the same thing, you know, except, you know, I'm not going to go knocking on anybody's door, okay? I mean, if you want to come to my website, you want to come to my videos, you like what you see or hear, okay, you know, feel free to join, but, you know, I'm not going to go talking to everybody out there, okay? By the way, guys, we actually got MGTOW merch in. I just got these t-shirts, okay? MGTOW TV, The Truth, The Way. This is actually the best cotton t-shirt I've had. It's premium cotton. It's as if I'm not wearing anything at all. I can honestly say this is the best cotton t-shirt I've ever had. It's not cheap, guys. This probably will cost you like about $20 with shipping, give or take, depending where you are located. But I'm going to use this, guys, as a way to get the word out. And not to mention that, you know, a lot of people be like, hey, man, what's this MGTOW thing? I've actually heard of MGTOW. What's it about? So it's a great conversation starter. But anyways, going back to the point of this video is that Right now, guys, we should be positioning ourselves as the global leaders. You guys need to understand. Who is, when Western civilization collapses and we have to start all over again, who's going to lead the masses? I mean, is it going to be the blue pillar? No, it has to be me and you. You and I, watching this video, we are the ones who are going to be in charge. Like TFM said, somebody... not me. Well, guess what, guys? That somebody, whether you like it or not, whether I like it or not, that somebody is going to be us, okay? Islam tells us, Ardullahi wasa, God's land is wide, okay? So as MGTOW men, as men who can pretty much do whatever we want, we actually have a religious obligation to stand up for God. You see, the blue pillars, the deformed, the low IQ, you know, the guys who are stuck in miserable relationships, they can't do what we can do. So as MGTOW men, we actually have a religious obligation to not just make the call out for this, but to also build a infrastructure, a system. That way, when the collapse does happen, people will look toward us as their guiders, because again, as MGTOW men, we don't have any of this, oh, I got a mortgage, $1 billion mortgage, I have to pay alimony to some cheating wife, I got 5 kids or probably not even mine that I have to pay college and, you know, child support for the next 21 years. So we can do things that other people cannot do. So our job right now, guys, make the call of MGTOW. Right now, guys, MGTOW is the only solution you as a man can have. There is no other solution for you to have as a man. MGTOW is the only way to go forward as a man. Even the CIA assets like Ali Dawah have to acknowledge how horrible hijabis are. I've been telling you how horrible hijabis are for half a dozen years. Since pretty much 2017, 2018, I've been telling you, these hijabis are the worst women on the face of the planet. YouTube deleted my channel. They censor my channels because they don't want people to know. But now hijabis have become so evil that even CIA assets like Ali Dawah have to acknowledge how horrible the hijabis are. So, of course, these CIA assets like Ali Dawah, they're going to tell you, oh, yeah, bro, the problem here is that you didn't walk around town grabbing your junk saying, yo, homie, yo, I'm alpha, you know. You didn't maintain frame, bruh. No, the reality of the matter is these women are property of Satan. And it's not because Satan overpowered them. Like Islam tells us, Shaitani wasus sadurun nas, Satan only whispers in the chest of people. The woman, they're the ones who call Satan over. You have to remember, Satan is the ultimate bad boy that every woman out there wants, from Eve all the way to my sister, mother, your sister, your mother. Okay, the whole point of the patriarchy, guys, was putting women in a cage, putting a lot of rules, regulations on them, indoctrination even, just so they don't become full satanic. Today, because women are female liberation, women have their own money, women today are property of Satan. And again, it's not because Satan overpowered them. A lot of Muslim cells out there, they say, oh, it's because of Western civilization, it's because of feminism, it's because of whatever, right? You know, no. Why did Eve cheat on Adam with Satan? Was it because of Western civilization? Was it because of feminism? No, that's just female nature, raw, uncut, out in the open, and unchecked by the patriarch. I've been saying this shit for fucking half a decade by now. I've said this before and I've seen it again. All feminism is fun. That's all feminism is, guys. Feminism is female nature, raw, uncut, and unchecked by the patriarchy. So now there is no putting things back, okay? You can't save these hoes. You can't save them, guys. So MGTOW is the only solution. Now, watch all these grifters, all these CIA assets, all these Muslim sales are gonna be like, yeah, bro, you should be masculine, bro. You should make like $100,000, bro. Walk around town grabbing your junk, you know what I'm saying? No, you homie, yo, I'm alpha, dog. Maintain frame, no. None of that is gonna work, guys. None of that is gonna work. MGTOW is the only solution that any decent man out there has. So our job, until God decides to Nagasaki Hiroshima Western civilization and takes down the Jews while he's at it, our job, make the call, okay, and set an infrastructure up where we become the ones who guide the masses. Like everybody in MGTOW says, we're not looking to save people. We are looking for survivors, okay? Like TFM said, the Jews are not gonna give up. Every L they take, they become more and more emboldened. Like Pharaoh, Islam tells us, those who live like Pharaoh will go down like Pharaoh. And again, Pharaoh was at his most arrogant seconds before God stepped in to destroy him. Same thing with the Jews. The Jews are not going to step back. They'll only become more and more evil until God decides to step in. Our job, my job, is to observe, report, because yes, this is all gonna come to an end, guys. Make no mistake, this is all gonna come to an end. All right, guys, so that's my video for today, guys. Yeah, there was a flu, there was a virus going around that was causing people to actually go to the hospital. I know it almost made me go to the hospital. It was a hiccups, hiccups, every 5 seconds for almost 48 hours. And if any of you guys had that, it's just a virus. Give it 48 hours. It, God willing, it will go away. If it doesn't go away in 48 hours, or if it gets like really bad, then you should seek medical attention. But that's not Scamarona. All right, guys. See you in the next video. Peace.